My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Tahara. We are in the second chapter, Mishnah number 6, Hasheni Shebachulin Metamim Mashke Chulin. So we have a principle dealing with liquids and solids we talked about before that is taken from Masechet Para. Just a quick jump over to Masechet Para. In the 8th chapter, Mishnah Zayin, Kol HaPosel Tetruma Metamet Mashkin Liyot Tchila. Anytime truma interacts with liquid, the liquid, instead of being bumped down, right, from like let's say something is a sheni, it renders something else a shlishi, the liquid bumps up to a rishon, and if it is matama anything else, it is matama something, level of sheni. So we really do treat it like a proper rishon, although derabanan. So back to our Mishnah, Hasheni shebachulin, matama mishkachulin, uposa lo'ochle truma. If you have a chulin that is tame in the second degree, it renders chulin liquid impure in the first degree. Ufosa lochle truma disqualifies any truma food, meaning if it touches any other truma food becomes shlishi, aka pasul, but not able to be matame. Hashlishi sheba truma. So now we have truma that is third degree. Matame mashke kodesh. Ufosa lochle kodesh. So that. This truma, of course, can be matame anything, except any other thing that is truma, that is. It can be matame kodesh, and matame mashke kodesh. It affects liquid, and if it affects any food, so that food is pasul, i.e. is not able to be matame anything, but is itself tame. That, however, shena asul taharat kodesh. That is under the assumption that this is a matter of dispute, according to Bar Nura, that if the truma was made in the process of taharat kodesh, thus it now has the ability to render kodesh things tameh, avalim nasu taharat truma, but if it was made only with the tahar of truma, metameh shnayim, ufosel echad bakodesh, then it, meaning metameh shnayim posel echad, meaning it jumps to a tchila, and then renders the next thing a sheni and the next thing a shlishi, so that's matame shnayim, and the next thing down the line would be a revi'i if it's kodesh, and it would be pasul, not we in lishna derabanan we don't say matame, we say posel, because it does not retain an ability to be matame anything else at that point. Next Mishnah, Zayin, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shloshan Shavin. More Tumatara algebra. All three are equal. What are the all three? Ha'echa Sheba Kodesh, Ve Sheba Truma, Ve Sheba Chulin. So, a Rishon in the world of Kodesh, the world of Truma, or the world of Chulin, they're all the same. They all have the same koach to be matama, regardless of the fact that they themselves are different and contain different levels of sensitivity to Tumatara. Matama shnayim fusel achad b'kodesh. So when it comes to being matama something that's Kodesh, it's matama two, and the third thing is pasul, i.e., as we explained in the previous Mishnah. Metam echad ufosel echad b'truma. Truma has a lesser sensitivity than kodesh, so it's only metam echad and posel echad. Ufosel echad ufosel et achulin, and chulin is just it's just posel. The chulin doesn't render the chulin able to impart tum hasheni shebakulan. So again, whether we're dealing with chulin or truma or kodesh. When we talk about the sheni, metame echad ufosel echad b'kodesh, it is when it comes to kodesh, it renders one tame with the ability to impart tuma, and the next one is only pasul. Metame mashke chulin, it renders a chulin tame ufosel ochle truma, and the truma it can only get down to a level 3, won't be able to bump one more level down. This all makes more sense if you map it out on a whiteboard. Hashlishi shebakulan metame mashke kodesh ufosel ochle kodesh, and anything that's on the third level thereby can only be matame mashka kodesh, and if it's a liquid, then the liquid now has the ability to render other things tame. If it's a solid, it is itself tame, but no longer able to render anything else. Well, excuse me, unable to render anything else tame. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow.